two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell here on a Friday. Thanks for being with us. I hope you've had a decent week. I hope that despite everything that's going on, I hope you've had an awesome week. And Scott and I talk all the time about how we can do things on this show that might bring a little bit of extra joy to some people, and just being able to kind of jam with some of our people here on KSL's Unrivaled and laugh a little bit is like actually massively important to me personally. And Scott, I know that like for you and I both, like being able to actually talk, you know, on the show here is a bit of therapy every day. So,
well, it's a challenging time. It's something we haven't faced before ever. Just having everything shut down, I think it certainly people are kind of questioning and asking themselves, and it's kind of hard for people to sit at home and have to reflect on their life. You know, yeah. A lot of people don't want to really sit and look at themselves.
Yeah,
and so you know, having an opportunity to you know have, I know you don't like when I say this, but have some normalcy, have some fun with things. I look forward to when we get on the radio. I look forward to the conversations we have. I look forward to just looking forward, you know, and I think that's just my DNA. That's just how I'm made up. I'm not defeated by this, and it'll pass.
So. Let me give a suggestion to somebody. I had somebody go, oh, I don't know what to watch because right now, you know, I'm not sure. There's a ton of rewatch things that are going on. I mean, yesterday NBA TV put up and NBA.com had all these John Stockton things playing on his birthday.
Right.
And I just thought it was awesome to kind of go through and rewatch things. I think there are a segment of people who are going to start getting into, you know, it was yesterday when Sean O'Connell came on the show and he goes, look, the reason the UFC was really, really trying to get, you know, something figured out for them to be able to keep fighting during all of this while nobody else was. And even though it looked a little bad it just seemed like some money grubbing Dana White, he was like, look, to be the only game in town that's on anywhere is massively important, and to expose people, a new segment of fans to something who might stumble into it, who never would have had the time for it before, that's a big deal. I'll share with you an example. Last year, I stumbled onto a documentary on Netflix. It was about Formula One. And I know you guys roll your eyes every time I bring up the F1 racing, which is, you know, it's basically stock car in the South is what F1 is for the rest of the world. And, you know, NASCAR, when you think about that, these are tracks, though. The F1 cars look like, you know, the cars that go around the Indianapolis 500 a little bit. IndyCar is different, but F1 has a billion people watching every weekend. I watched a documentary on Netflix, totally got into it. And now I'm like an F1 fan. And it's another sports thing. It's timed. It's like got politics in it. And it gives me just that little. So if you have time, you go on Netflix and you watch that Drive to Survive. And it's a dangerous sport, and I was never into racing, Scott. Never.
So,
Never.
Yeah.
And like auto racing, I was like, whatever. And I'm now somebody who totally, and I'm, and they've canceled everything too, you know, and they've postponed everything. So I'm totally bummed with that. But if you have hours and hours of free time, and I know you do, if you're listening out there, F1 Drive to Survive on Netflix. That's just a suggestion.
If you, well, and if you look at Forrest Gump, right? He was able to Bubba Gump shrimp, right? It came into be because he was in the wrong time at the right place, right? he was buffooning his way through life, and he actually was out in the middle of a storm when the storm hit the land and wiped out all the shrimp boats.
Sure, and that's
and
this.
So he was the only game in town.
F1 is Bubba Gump,
right? So he was the only guy out there.
Now that being said,
and made a fortune out of it. So you know,
I always
have an opportunity to be the Bubba Gump shrimp company.
So here we are, and we're doing the show live. All right, we want to get into something here, and that is the idea of the college football season. The college football season is going to be affected considerably already by the changes. And because it's my favorite sport to watch, I'm extremely interested in what's going on here. Gary Anderson, the head coach of the Utah State Aggies up in Logan, he had this to say about what it looks like and a possibility of making the season look different based on not having enough practice time, things like that. Here's what he had to say.
If we can't get him back here on June 1st and give him that time, then we need to take a long, hard look at you know, cutting back the number of games that these kids are going to play this year. And maybe it's there's just play conference games. If you have 9 conference games in your season, play 9 games. If you have 8, play 8. Space those out through 10 weeks so TV can break it up and they can have big games when they want them or what have you. But obviously I have a lot of time to think about this. So, you know, we have to keep the kids in the forefront.
And yeah, that's a bad idea, though.
If you're an independent, just take the year off.
Well, and if you're in the SEC, you're only going to play 5 games. So it's like, what does it matter?
Well,
this is not a good idea. And Gary Henderson actually has way too much time to think about this.
That's what he said. He's like, I've thought about this for a while. I mean, but that doesn't mean
probably because everyone is looking at him like, you're on medication, you've been quarantined way too long.
So this wouldn't work then?
No. It doesn't need, you don't need to cancel the college football season. If these players can come back for training camp, they'll still be fine.
Yeah.
They'll be more than fine. They have a whole entire month before they play
game. What about getting injured, though? Because these are guys who are going to come back from stuff, and they're not going to be doing the same regimen of training. And they need to be able to be in the weight room a certain amount of time so they can be the most healthy and prevent injury as possible.
There's some guys that are, no matter what you do, they're not going to be ready to play. And we were talking about that with Kalani the other day. There's just a certain segment of society that likes food way too much. But
don't you dare look over here like that.
No, I'm just speaking from experience.
Look, the Oreos are the only thing on the shelves right now, okay?
and it's a good choice, Alex.
Whole milk and Oreos is the only thing people are not taking.
Hey, I'm with you on it. The thing about it is that these guys are young. They're still going to have 3 non-conference games. And you don't have to necessarily – you can play a lot of guys in those early games. You don't have to just play your starters the whole game. You can treat it more like an NFL preseason type of schedule where, you know, you slowly build yourself into your season. But I don't think you want to just go from 0 to your conference play and feel like you're going to get the most out of the season. You can still fit those games. I'm not sure I buy this with Gary.
I wonder what it's going to...
Wait a sec.
What?
I'm really sure I don't buy it.
Okay.
I don't know. Not sure? No. Yeah. Don't do this.
It was like he almost kind of said it, and then it's like, oh, this is not... I'm saying this out loud. I'm just going to keep going. It's not a great idea. But I do think that if you just force it on everybody, there's a part of you that goes, here's what you are going to see. You're going to see guys who get playing time who you might not necessarily would have seen. You're going to see guys kind of... I think it levels the playing field a little bit between smaller teams and bigger teams because those bigger teams aren't – I think that things do pair things up a little bit more. And I think that it would be really, really good for college football season to start up, you know, basically with fall camp, you know, because everybody's going to be in the same spot. The NCAA is going to say now you can start or now you can't start or whatever. And so everybody's going to go from – you know, nothing basically, and figuring it out. And those quarterback battles, here's what I love about it. You're not going to, it's just go with the guy who throws the dang ball. You know what I mean? Like, and give it to the best running back. And don't do this whole back and forth. We don't have time to mess around this season. We're going to just put it in the hands of the guy we like the most.
You've seen in the past, Alabama started with one guy, and they saw clearly he wasn't the guy, and then they made a switch, and it was Jalen Hurts. And the same thing at USC a few years ago. So it's possible. The reason Gary doesn't want this to happen is, and he said June 1st, because he knows he's going to bring him in June, and then he's going to get the whole month of July off. And that's what he really wants to have, is that month off before the season starts.
He's got it right now, though.
I know.
Come on.
But it's not off. He's stuck. He's quarantined.
Yeah. All right. Taking the break here. We'll come back, and we're going to wrap things up with our buy or sell shortened segment next right here on a Friday on KSL News Radio. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.